Hey ladies and gentlemen, this is Matt Powell with Way of Truth. I just want to do another quick video of this series showing that the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. So a lot of people say, well, the Bible, you know, you can't really trust the Bible because it was written by a bunch of savages and by a bunch of sheep herders. Well, what I think is so silly about that is those same sheep herders were some of the greatest mathematicians, and you know, the ancient Greeks were some of the greatest mathematicians of all time. And these people were very smart, and I'm going to prove that to you from the Bible, that these people knew what they were talking about, and they were very scientifically literate, and they were very logically literate. And so the Bible says in Isaiah 40:22, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers." So notice it says that he sits on the circle of the earth. So the people understood that the earth was spherical even before Columbus had made the discovery that the earth was indeed a sphere. And these people understood this, which means that they were very literate. They understood science, they understood logic, and they understood that the earth was indeed a sphere. And this is way before any science came out on this. So this is just another example of how the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. Many people believe in the theory of the Big Bang, that at one point, that all of the matter and energy in the universe was once contained in a swirling dot smaller than a period on a page, and then bang, out of nothing, everything comes into being. Anybody knows that if a spinning object breaks apart in a frictionless environment, the fragments will all spin the same direction. If everything was once contained in a little swirling dot smaller than the period on a page, and then boom, it all breaks apart in this frictionless environment, why do two planets spin backwards? It's like God knew that this theory was going to come along. And so he debunked it by saying, hey, two of you planets, you're going to spin the other way. So these are just a few of the examples of how evolution's a fraud, how it's a lie, how the Big Bang is also a lie, how God, you know, the Bible says that God spoke the world into existence, and then he sitteth upon the circle of the earth.